Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, having a great visit with our good friend, John Deeney. John is president of Management Performance Network, and that's mpninc.com, right, John?
Yes, sir.
And then find your books there, right? 11 Things You Absolutely Need to Know About Selling Your Business?
Yeah, that's up there. It's also available on Amazon.
All right. Check all that out. Quickly, tell us about Tab Boards.
We put business owners together with like business owners, and by like I mean size and responsibility. Certainly never with major customers or vendors or competitors. And they meet for 4 hours once a month to really work on each other's business. And you've got nobody in the room that owes you anything or is trying to sell you. Everybody is only there for the purpose of putting their brain power on the table so that they all get better.
And you get as good as you give.
Absolutely. It's a requirement.
Yeah.
And the
your own board. That's what they call it, Tab Board, the alternative board.
We typically have about 200 years of business experience sitting in the room, and there's no small business that can bring that around the table, and they won't come.
Right. So check them out at tabboardssanantonio.com. Is that right?
Tab San Antonio.
Tab San Antonio.
And nationally, it's tabboards.com, and you can see if there's... Yeah. We're in about 170 cities around the country. You
right.
can see if someone's near you.
Check it out. Hey, John, let's get back to our list now. We went through three or four of them, of your list of seven. What's next? These are things you need to be thinking about, folks, for you to think about for the new year, to make sure the new year has the maximum opportunity for success.
The next question is, what is the single most important improvement, internal improvement, that you could make in your company this year?
It could be a paint job.
Processes.
It could be firing somebody. It could be hiring somebody. It could be better training. It could be new computers, right?
Right. Could be, technology upgrade. It could be installing new processes or implementing new
products. Could be adding an e-commerce component to your website.
Mm-hmm.
Could be building an app for your website for some of the phones, whatever.
Documenting the steps of your sales process. That's a big one.
There you go. It could be hiring a sales manager.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. What would be the one thing, you probably want to write down 8 or 10 and say, okay, what would be the one thing that would give me the biggest bang for the buck?
Yeah, the great thing about focusing on one is not only is it easier and more trackable, but if you do have 8 or 10, and if you jump on one and it's February or March and you've got it done, there's no law against taking on another
one. You still got your list.
Right.
Yeah. So don't just come up with one. Come up with 8 or 10 and pick one. All right, what's next?
The next one is, how is your personal role in the company going to change? What is your life going to look like as a business owner by the end of this year that it doesn't look like now?
Every year, every CEO needs to find a new job and fire themselves from one of the jobs they had.
That's a great way of putting it.
You should always, every CEO should be, if there's success, I don't care how little your company is, you should be giving something that you used to do that you don't have to do anymore to somebody else, and you should be taking on, even if you have to learn something new, taking on something that only you can do.
And again, that's a list type thing. The next question is, what are you going to do to make that happen? So the answer isn't, I'm going to delegate more and leave it at that, because you won't.
Right.
Not just by saying it. Okay, what are you going to delegate and to whom? And how are you going to hand that off?
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing, let me tell you one thing you're going to have to do. Let me tell you one thing that's got to be on that list. I'm going to get over it if it's not perfect.
Yeah, you're going to have to settle, at least in the beginning, for 70% as good as you did it.
Because you don't do it perfect. You just think it's perfect. It's just you're perfect.
True. Right. Yeah, there's a difference between perfect and just doing it the way you would have done it.
Here's your goal, folks. Excellence, not perfection. You've heard me say it 1,000 times. Excellence, not perfection.
And another one we say all the time is don't let great get in the way of good.
That's right. All right, is there any more?
The last one is that personal scorecard.
Yeah.
What are you going to do for yourself this year that you can check during the course of the year to see if you're still maintaining sanity?
How are you going to do? Are you going to check plan versus actual, as Tim Berry says?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and you can pick, and like I said, it's taking Thursdays off. It's leaving early on Wednesday. It's coaching a team. It's dinner with the kids. It's one date night.
Having a heart attack. How about that?
Not having a heart attack. Well, that one's a little vague.
Hey, thanks.
I guess you could measure at the end of the year.
You could tell. Hey, John, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks a lot, Jim. Always good to talk to you.
We'll talk to you next time. John Deaney, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when John joined us. Happy anniversary, by the way, John. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.